This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollinger.
All right. I would like to begin this podcast episode with a personal apology to AJ Klein, because we talked about how terrible he's been all year, and AJ Klein was absolutely phenomenal today, and one of the big reasons the Bills won this game. And they did so pretty convincingly. 44 points. Granted, the Seahawks defense is bad, but the Bills did pretty much exactly what we said they had to win this game.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this was the game that they needed to play. Like, this is like a prove it game for this team, and they proved they can play with the quote unquote big boys. Now, yes, like Alex just said, caveat, the Seahawks pass defense is historically bad. Like, they're on pace to allow the most passing yards per game that any team's ever allowed by over like 60 yards, I think. But it's still a team that was 6-1, a pretty good football team, a perennial contender, with an elite, one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL on the other side. And the game wasn't as close to the 44-34 final either, which I think this was a pretty big statement from this Bills team, because a lot of people out there were starting to say, oh, this Bills team, including us, I think, you know, they're good, but they're not quite as good as those first four games may have indicated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one game, but if you needed something to show you that this team is capable of beating anyone in the NFL, you have it right now. This is their signature win. It's probably the signature win of Sean McDermott's tenure so far in Buffalo. They finally went out and beat an elite quarterback. And like you said, Nate, it really wasn't that close. And I'd even ventured as far to say as Josh Allen was the best quarterback on the field. And that's not to say that Russell Wilson was bad. It was just Allen was spectacular in this game.
Yeah, I mean, and Russell Wilson didn't play his greatest game. He had four turnovers, three of which were kind of bad. He's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He didn't play a great game, and part of that was just what the Bills defense was able to do to him. And then on the other side, the Seahawks defense couldn't do anything to slow down Josh Allen. Josh Allen, like you said, was the best quarterback on the field today. And I really liked what the Bills did, both offensively and defensively in this game. It was the most complete game they've played probably in Sean McDermott's tenure.
Right. And it sounds funny to say the defense played really well and they gave up 34 points and a ton of yards. But what we said going into this game is it doesn't matter if you give up 30 points if your offense scores 35 or 40. And that's what happened. And they forced four turnovers. And they also, I think, got a field goal stop or two. And that's really what you have to do to win big games in January and February. Well, maybe February. But you just have to be bend but don't break and make big plays when you need it. And it was their best players on defense that made those plays for the most part.
Exactly. And that was the other encouraging thing, is the players that this team and this defense should rely on stepped up and made plays. And I mean, the model, I think, for a lot of the top tier teams in this league, especially the last 4 to 5 years, has been, on defense at least, be able to play a bend but don't break style and force a bunch of turnovers. And that's like the key to winning big games and the key to going far in the playoffs. Like, you look, not all the defenses that make deep runs are elite in the sense of yards allowed and points allowed, but they tend to force a lot of turnovers and hold teams field goals when they get down near the red zone and in the red zone. And that's what this Bills defense needs to become. That's what they were today.
Right. And if you have a good offense, you know, it's kind of by correlation, you're also going to give up a lot of yards and points the other way, because other offenses are playing more aggressively to try to keep up with your offense. So I don't want to make the comparison to the Chiefs, but that's how the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. They had an absolutely elite offense. The defense was pretty good, but you don't expect them to go out and hold the other team to 17 points. What they do is they have several really good players that just make huge plays at crucial points of the game, and that's what the Bills did today.
Exactly, and that's exactly it. The Chiefs, I think last year the Chiefs forced turnovers on something like 15% of opponent possessions, and their offense was so good that you convert those into touchdowns. That's enough to win a game most of the time. You give up 500 yards, that's enough to win a game when you have an offense that's that good. And that is hopefully what we can start to see from this Bills team going forward. And this Bills defense isn't even healthy at the moment. That's the other thing that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Matt Milano got put on IR yesterday. And, you know, we're kind of saying in the preview, like, if he's not 100% healthy, then kind of why is he out there? And apparently, after several weeks of that, the Bills finally realized that was true, unless he had some sort of setback that hasn't been reported publicly. But I think it's good to get Milano on IR, get him healthy. He has to sit out 3 games, so he can't return until after they play the Chargers in week 12. But I think you can, obviously, if you can handle the Seahawks without Matt Milano, then you probably should be okay against the Cardinals and the Chargers. And like we said 2 weeks ago, they have to win 2 of the next 3 to kind of cement their hold on the division, even though the Dolphins won today. But the Bills are, you know, in the driver's seat of the AFC East, and they probably should win 11 games at this point. And they won 2 out of 2 already. So if they lose to the Cardinals, it doesn't matter all that much.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Yes, the Dolphins beat the Cardinals today. The Dolphins are a pretty underrated football team. And if Tua plays well, they're going to be able to compete with pretty much anyone. Like, the Dolphins their Dolphins defense is very, very good. And if Tua can have a halfway decent offense, they're going to win some games. But they're 5-3. They'd probably, to catch the Bills, have to go 8-2 the rest of the way, which is pushing it. Like, that's just probably not gonna happen. And that's why we're saying that, you know, the Bills, 7 wins, they win 4 more games, they have 7 left, definitely doable. That should be enough for the division. And I like, they're in the driver's seat. The Bills are in the driver's seat, and if they don't get 2-11 wins before the end of the season, their last game of the year is against Miami. So that's it right there.
Right. And the Bills, the rest of the way, they might be underdogs in 2 games, maybe next week at Arizona. If they are underdogs, it's going to be a couple of points. And then maybe when they play the Steelers later in the season. But for the most part, they should be favored in the rest of their games. They probably won't be heavy favorites in any of those, maybe 1 or 2. But the Bills are a good football team. Just how good, I think we got a pretty good indication of that today. When they bring everything together for 4 quarters on both sides of the ball, they can beat any team in this league. And that's the funny thing when you get to the playoffs, is it's a 1-game sample size. So I'm not sitting here saying the Bills are going to go win a Super Bowl. I'm saying today, this team showed that if they play like that, they are capable of it.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to see them play a competitive to a really good game. And this, you know, was a significantly above my expectations. But you have to show you can beat the best teams to be one of the best teams. And this is the first, other than maybe the Dallas game last year, the first signature win by a Bills team over a very good team, a team in the top tier of the league at the time they beat them, that they've had since Josh Allen, and really since Sean McDermott's been. No, I don't want to say that, because the Bills did beat the Vikings. Was it the Vikings? That game might count, but in Josh Allen's rookie year. But they don't have a win against a good team. This was the best win they've had.
Yeah, and I think it's going to help when you get to the playoffs that you've played the Titans, you've played the Chiefs, you've played the Seahawks, you've played the Steelers. They didn't have that on their schedule last year. They played the Patriots twice. They play the Patriots twice every year. This team is going to be battle-tested by the time they get to the playoffs. Like, they played some really good teams, and they got their ass kicked by 2 of those teams. And now that they're on their 3rd really good team, they went out there and they took it to the Seahawks. I mean, you can't even really argue that that was a close game. It got to 27-20 at one point, but the Bills just took back control and left no doubt.
And that is, I mean, that's basically how best way to put it. This was a total win by this Bills football team, a huge win for this Bills football team. Put the rest of the NFL, I guess, on notice a little bit that they actually are good. I don't think teams are really underestimating them anymore. This is a good team, and I'm looking forward again to watching them play the Cardinals next week. I'm really looking forward to diving into the tape from this Seahawks game a bit, because it seemed like this was Josh Allen's best game of his career, and I want to see, you know, if the tape definitely backs that up. But this was just an overall really, really good game from this team. A close to dominant performance all the way around. Definitely a dominant performance on offense. And really just exactly what we needed to see at this point in the season from this football team.
I think that's exactly right. And Josh Allen did that with largely a patchwork offensive line throughout most of the game with all the injuries. And he did take 7 sacks. We'll have to look at the tape. I'm sure a couple of those are on him for holding the ball. But it's not like he was sitting there with all day to throw most of the time either. I mean, he was just making really good throws, really good decisions most of the day. And I think it's safe to say that was probably the best game of his career. And people will say, oh, the Seahawks defense stinks. It's just, when are we going to get to a point to just acknowledge it? This guy's pretty good. And, you know, he's not great every week. Rarely is any quarterback, but he's doing, you know, he's destroying bad defenses, and that's what you have to do to them.
Yeah, I mean, not even outside of Pat Mahomes, there's really not a quarterback in this league that's going to play a pretty good game every week, because I don't think Pat Mahomes has had a genuinely bad game in the league since he's been in the league. But everyone else has those. Russ Wilson had a pretty bad game today, still threw 300 yards, but 4 turnovers is a bad game. It happens. It happens. But if you can beat the bad defenses consistently, you're not going to lose too many of those games against the bad defenses and the bad teams. And that's really, you have to score points against the bad defenses, because the good defenses are going to take stuff away you want to try to do well. And Josh Allen did that today.
I think that's right. And Patrick Mahomes, the worst game of his career was, I'd say, probably the Super Bowl last year, because he was pretty bad until the fourth quarter. And then it didn't matter because he was Patrick Mahomes. But yeah, the Bills are a pretty good football team. I think we've seen what they're capable of now, and it's kind of just a matter of not taking their foot off the gas now, and we'll find out, are they a 4 seed, or are they a team that's going to go compete for that number 1 seed? Because the Steelers looked vulnerable today. The Titans are a pretty good team, but they could easily lose a few more games, and the Chiefs have a tough schedule. They could lose a few more games, so the Bills are right there in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. When you're 7-2, you're in the mix for that top seed. Now, do you have to go out and beat teams out of you? Yeah. Do the Bills play a team out of them later this year? Yeah. I mean, if they want the top seed, they're going to have to beat the Steelers late. It was the week 15 or week 14, I think, they play the Steelers. But a lot of games to win until then. Let's just keep on rolling. 3 wins in a row, and hopefully they can keep it going next week.
Yeah, for kind of how Bills fans were in despair after the 2 losses to the Titans and Chiefs, we're right back where they want to be. They've won 3 games in a row, and they've, for the most part, done it pretty convincingly. So, Nate, anything else you want to add before we wrap here?
No, I think the only other thing I would hit on is like what you just said, Alex. Bills fans in despair a little bit. It says, like we always preach on this podcast, don't get too low on the team. Don't get too high on the team at any given point. It's a long season. We should be confident about this team after this week. We should know they can beat anyone and expect them to beat everyone. But this still isn't like, oh, this, now we're back and we're best team, one of the best 2-3 teams in the league. It's probably not the case. But can they be there? Can they get there by the end of the year? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're not what you are in the last week you played. It's how good you are consistently over a period of time. And if they continue to play like this, yeah, I think they belong in that conversation. So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pallinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. Do us a favor and share it with a friend this week so we can continue growing the pod. Follow us on Twitter @Bills_breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.